welcome to another Two to Ponder with Greg McVary. I'm going to continue the work around digital mindfulness that Aaron Davis started. In my last podcast, I talked a little bit about digital mindfulness, and Aaron came back to me and he said, yes, but I don't mean disconnecting. And looking through all the responses, most people were kind of defining digital mindfulness, which I try to argue we should just focus on mindfulness, not so much considering whether we're online or off. But even in my response, it was really about limiting your use of technology rather than trying to understand, are you in that moment of tech? You know, are you mindful of exactly what you are and the tasks you're trying to complete? And so Aaron got me thinking, what does it mean to be mindful when using digital technology? And so that brought me to the idea, and this is something Amber Case introduced me to, of designing for calm technology. And you can check out calmtech.com, and there's a series of principles there. But this idea that technology shouldn't draw on our attention, that it needs to create calm, not this crazy haptic feedback, and be something more in the periphery, not the center. To me, that is what technology mindfulness is that it brings out, and this is another one of their principles, that it should really strive to bring out the best in the technology and the humanity, because it doesn't need to speak for us. It just should just enable our communication. And that's the kind of, I think, the idea of mindfulness to me. And around that, I think that also means to slow down. We're always in a rush with technology, and we're always trying to get that first tweet out, to be the first one to respond. Slow down, read. And I think we need that. We need more critical consumption rather than just constant content creation.